In Father Donald Calloway's book entitled The Champions of the Rosary, which I believe we do have in the bookstore, he points out that history is bracketed at the end, at both ends, Genesis and the Apocalypse, by Mary. I will put enmities between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. She shall crush thy head, and thou shalt lie in wait for her heel. And a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And the dragon was angry against the woman and went to make war with the rest of her seed, who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So there's Mary, and there's the devil, and there is a battle. And we know the end, Mary will triumph. But battles imply weapons, and Mary's weapon, through which she will triumph, is the rosary. Father goes on in the beginning of his book to point out that the angelic salutation, the words, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, are actually from the Gospel specifically, just Hail, full of grace, is the beginning of the mysteries of salvation. After these words, the world would forever be changed. For in the exchange that followed these words, Mary consented to be the mother of the Savior. And for the first time and thereafter, for all eternity, humanity would be united to divinity. It all began with Mary. It all began with those words. And early in the history of the Church's liturgy, the evangelical salutation, Elizabeth's words to Mary at the visitation, was added to the angelic salutation. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Father observes that being greeted with such a lovely salutation, Mary could not be so impolite as to fail to return the greeting, nor to hear any petition attached to it. So then, of course, we added at one point the second half of the Hail Mary, completely a construction of the Church, whether it came from the faithful or it was handed down from above, doesn't really matter. Being greeted with such a lovely salutation, she could not be so impolite as to fail to return the greeting or to hear any petition attached to it. And the rosary, in the form that we know it today, was given to St. Dominic in the 13th century. It was specifically when he was fighting the Albigensian heresy. No preaching had any significant effect, as great as a preacher as St. Dominic was, until he was given the rosary and began to use it. On the battlefield, Simon de Montfort had no other success against the Albigensians like those that he had after he began to pray the rosary. So what's the lesson? Well, it's obvious that if you expect success in life, if you hope to please God in what you do, all of your own efforts will be insignificant without the rosary. It's not magic. It's a weapon to be wielded by those who will be faithful. Remember, the devil's victory comes in depriving us of grace. So who are we asking for help? She who is full of grace. That is why it is such a powerful weapon. Those who will try to succeed without Mary will fail. Those who try, their success is in Mary's hands, but they have to try. That's it. Consider what words they say when they say the Hail Mary, the angelic salutation, the evangelical salutation. Remember what we're talking about. Remember those moments in her life as we say the rosary. Use your imagination when considering the mysteries. If your mind wanders, don't worry. Just bring it back and keep going. God is not so helpless as to be slowed down by our weakness, our being tired or distracted. Ours is only to try. Mary takes our gift and obtains all from her Son for it. She is so pleased to hear these salutations. She will do anything for us. Think about a child who draws you a picture. You don't care that it's no good. In fact, the child doesn't care. He even knows that it's no good. He even starts to explain it to you as soon as he gives it to you, because he knows that it's not good art. I love that about kids. They hand it to you and then start explaining it because they know you have no idea what it is. When you're praying the rosary especially, be that child. Give Mary the gift that you have to give. Don't worry about its being perfect. Do the best you can, like that child, and add your own thoughts and feelings to explain what you mean by this prayer. Be simple. Consider the words spoken to Mary by the angel and by her cousin. How in years after it delights her to recall those words, those moments in her life, those moments in the history of God's love for us. Are not these children who bring her such happy memories so dear to her? Raise your hand if you get sick of your spouse or your child. If you get sick of hearing your spouse or your child say, "I love you." Yeah, I know who's going to raise their hand, right? Because we don't. If your kids want something from you, isn't it possible that they might start off with things like, "I love you. You're so beautiful. You're the best mom, dad in the world." Right? Why do they do that? Because they think it will work. And sometimes it does. But there's a principle there that's sort of instinctive to human beings. Even if we can see through their tactics, they're working off of a fairly valid principle. The principle is that we praise someone, try to please them, make them happy, before we ask things from them. We even heard that this morning in the talks. Before you're going to ask your spouse to change or level some criticism, what should you do? You should focus on the positive. Give them reasons to be happy first. Sometimes, like children do, we like to just say things like that because we know it will make the person happy. We've all seen children do this with their parents. They just, or a relative. They just walk up to them and for no reason, "I love you." They just need to say it. Or just because it makes us happy to say it, we say it. Mary and Jesus like to hear these words as well. Not because they are insecure and need to be flattered, but because our appreciating them gives honor and glory to God by our recalling that moment in history when the Word became incarnate. It's good for us to say these things and recall these things. It recalls the greatest moments in salvation history. It's a singing of God's praises. It is a reminder to us of what the universe is all about and the confidence that we can have in God who loves us. It is good for us to say these things, and therefore it pleases them that we remember these most significant moments in the history of God's love for us. It also speaks of our conversion. For if we are saying these words with attention, they have to have an impact on us. They have to work on some level our conversion, our salvation. They welcome God into our hearts and souls, for this is the reason that he became incarnate. It's important we should try to pay attention to the rosary then. And don't we all like to remember happy things? The day you found out you were expecting, or that the baby was healthy, the day your husband proposed, the day your father told you how proud he was, the day your daughter married that guy you thought that they thought so highly of. We love to recall happy moments. Heck, how often do you even replay your favorite movie, for Pete's sake? Things that give us joy, we don't get tired of those. And what a great festival of true love it is, the Holy Rosary, to hear those words over and over again. An escape from the gloomy world around us, which has nothing to offer of itself, and how the Rosary turns that gloomy world into a journey with our Lord and our Lady when we have to return to it. Jesus and Mary had their joyful, sorrowful, and glorious moments. And we have our joys and sorrows too, expecting through them to come to the glory where they are now. So to pray together as a family strengthens our prayers. We know this. If yours is a difficult family, at least do this. Imagine what a nice thing it is for a child to go visit his mother, right? but how much joy she has when he brings his spouse and his children with them. Or, as I said, if that's difficult, and many families are, then imagine your child coming to visit you alone, which is nice, or with your grandchildren in tow. That's even nicer, isn't it? How much more joy that brings. Not just that you are all there, but that you are all there together. It's your family that she loves. Your presence brings her joy. Yes, each of you individually, but exponentially more when you come all together. Consider the traditional images of the holidays, families together. There's a sadness when somebody is missing for whatever reason. I know these are ideals. Not every family is a Hallmark card. I get that. But the point is, we know what these things stand for. We understand the joy resulting from these scenes. And this is what the family rosary means to Mary. So talk to your children about the mysteries, about the power of the rosary. Read about the battles it has won, the miracles it has worked. Take 5 minutes on your lunch break to look something up online. Finally, a decent use for the internet, right? And talk to your kids about it at dinner. Then when you say the rosary, remind them of the story that you told earlier. How going to visit with Mother Mary makes her happy and increases our love for her and hers for us. The rosary has to be said in a timely fashion. We are human after all. You can't take 45 minutes to say a rosary. But it should be like getting excited to make time to go do our favorite thing. It's not a drag or a burden or an obligation. We all make time to do things that we think are important. Washing the car, doing laundry, putting on makeup, calling your mother, cooking dinner. Whatever it is, we make time to do the things that we consider important. Be they duties or just things we want to do, we make time for them. The rosary guarantees our salvation. For no one who was ever dedicated to Mary has been lost. It is important. We know that. We simply have to choose to make it a priority. But this is easy because it is such a joy if we will just be mindful of what it really is. Do it in the morning, do it in the afternoon, do it in the evening, whenever. But do it. Make time for it. So what if it costs you 15 minutes of sleep? You're going to a restful place when you pray the rosary anyway. You don't have to tell someone to have fun, right? We should be excited about the rosary for the great joy that it brings to Mary and that it will one day surely bring to us. It is not only an incredibly powerful weapon, but it should be a great joy if we'll just be mindful of what it is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.